This page looks quite different from those in most medieval choir books. The picture at the top is not contained in an initial, and the text below is in Italian instead of Latin. This is in fact not a book for monastic use, but a type called a laudario. It was meant for societies of lay people who gathered to sing devotional songs. In this case, the subject is Saint Bartholomew, and you see his martyrdom in the illustration. On the left, he is flayed alive, and on the right, he is beheaded. The story is bloody and unsettling, but the manner in which it appears here is quite elegant, almost dance-like. Bartholomew is sustained and calmed by his sense of the presence of God, and the saint's calm acceptance sets an example for the faithful who sing his praises on his feast day, not his birthday, but the day he died and went to heaven. You can even see his soul ascending on a cloud at the top. Richard Porterfield discusses the ways in which this music might have been sung.
As with the chant, the notation in the laudario doesn't give a terribly clear picture of the rhythm. So the beginning of it could sound like this.
Apostolo beato da Gesù Cristo amato.
In the long and even kind of rhythm of the chant. Or perhaps one might reconstruct a more rhythmic interpretation, something like this.
Apostolo beato da Gesù Cristo amato.